Hey, top of the morning to you, Deesa. You smoothie, me ice cold pizza. Cafe ole, latte da. You do the Zumba, but I do not. Give me like half a marathon. I'll give you the gospel of St. John. Hits me like a wake-up bomb. Cause we both know that it's mercy flows in the morning.
Good morning, Father God. Good morning, Lord Jesus. Good morning, Holy Spirit. And good morning, Ted Lyon. Father God, we thank you for this day. We thank you for your amazing, amazing grace. Lord God, I want to thank you also for what we call our merited favor, those extra special blessings that you give us and you provide for us when we are in obedience to your word. Lord, I thank you for these 40 days that however they went, they've been dedicated to you. And I pray in the name of Jesus that you are accepting them as a sweet smelling savor in your nostrils. I'm asking you to breathe on us this morning. I'm asking you to extend your right hand of favor towards us. I'm asking you to cover us in your blood this morning. And I'm asking you to favor us in the name of Jesus and by the power of your own Holy Spirit. I want to thank you this morning. I even want to pray for our enemies this morning. I want to pray for those that hate us and despitefully use us. Because I know your word is true, and your word says that you cause all things in all sufficiency to abound towards us. I want to thank you because you're Lord. I want to thank you this morning that you're going to set people free from pain. That's an awful word, even. From pain this morning. I want to pray that somebody's going to get relief from a hidden work of darkness that they didn't even know was tormenting them or attached to them. That somebody's going to come out from under a black cloud this morning into daylight and sunlight. I want to thank you because you sent Jesus, according to 1 John 3:8, for this purpose the Son of God was revealed, to destroy the works of the devil, all of his works. And I want to thank you, God, for showing people that their sufficiency is in you, of you, through you, and by you. Just thank you for everything this morning. In Jesus' name, amen. Brothers and sisters, I want you to think about this morning. I just want you to think about it, okay? Think about this.
Said it's morning. fire and every part of my body was in place. Many people died and never saw this day. So another day I live, I appreciate. Don't ever wanna act too high and mighty, cause tomorrow I can fall down on my face. Doing everything, Lord, I give you praise. And that puts a smile on my face. Lord, I thank you for sunshine, thank you for rain, thank you for joy, thank you for pain. It's a beautiful day, beautiful day, beautiful day, yeah. Don't put some fight, let us unite, grab our life and let it fall.
Brother Robert, I would like for you to pray for men this morning. And I want to pray, well, let's pray for men first. I need a volunteer to pray for drug addicts this morning, that people be free from the bondage to drug addiction this morning. If that's you, just put your last four numbers here and go on the Blog Talk. We have, today is day 34, and I kind of feel like we need some prayer, because I told you the devil was going to get rough. I told you he was going to go crazy. I told you that he is mad right now because you're winning and you're not losing. He's shooting his best shot, and we're winning. We're winning. We're not losing. Praise God. He's shooting his best shot. And we winning all the way to the 41st day. Why? Because that's after the 40th day. Do I see your number up here? Brothers and sisters, I need some people to pray this morning. I need somebody to pray for young people under 16. I need somebody else to pray. I'm going to pray for parasites. Do you know that they're either that or God is just bringing more people that are being attacked by parasites my way so I can be consciously aware and fighting it, destroying it. But I'm really glad for favor. Because, see, the devil thought he had something that people didn't have a recourse for. But we do. We do. I see you there. Can I get somebody else after Brother Robert prays? Brother, your mic is open. Would you please pray for me in this morning?
Good morning. God bless you. God bless you, Ted Brown. I've got ear buzzing right now. It's making this faster. I hope. Can you hear me okay?
Yeah, I can hear you fine.
Oh, okay. Father, thank you for this day. Lord, we thank you for this day. So many people out there, Lord. Dr. Erica says there's 20,000 people out there that can be listening to this, Father. That's a town. 20,000 people is a town. This is Ted Town. Lord, if half of them are men, that's 10,000 souls. Brothers, we all stand in the same place in this country, in our lives, in our families, in our work. Work is important for us. It's kind of who we are in the world. Father, we lift all of our hands up to you right now, and we say, Lord, we are what you've made us. We are what you're making us, and you are making us. You're taking us what we were, and you're changing us, molding us, making us into something that's sanctified for your use, Lord, your use only. Lord, as we grow, as you cause us to grow, Lord, right now, as you're opening things that have been stopped up, the pump of the anointing, of the flow of your spirit through us, Lord, out of our belly, blocked up with rocks, blocked up with sand, debris, you're pulling that out and you're cleaning it out, Lord, that this starts to flow. As it flows, it gets cleansed, it gets cleaner. And Lord, that flow is for our families, it's for our loved ones, it's for those around us, our house, the house next to us, our city, our town, our region. That you reach out, Lord, that you reach out through us, Lord. All this that happens internally, Lord, let it come out and the people around us see this. The healing that needs to take place, Lord, there are many healings. There are things that we suffer that no one knows about, that bothers us. There's very little respect in this world for a man. That's fine. But, you know, for whatever it's worth, it says in the Bible, a man needs that. And this world does not give it to him, Lord. But you know what? You give us what we need. And we receive from you what that is. Lord, cause us to be strong enough to give what we're supposed to give, the things that are supposed to come from us. And the things, those of us that we love, that we're supposed to cover, whether they know we're there or not, Lord, give us the strength so that you be there. You are consistent. You are faithful. You are strong day in, day out. Whether it's rain, whether it's sunshine, whether it's pain, whether it's joy, you're always faithful. You're always there. Make us like you, Father. Make us to rise up, lift our hands, and praise you. And let your love just flow through us to ours. Let us be a covering for our families and our wives and our children. Let us stand between. Let us learn how to pray as we should. Let us be effective, Lord. Let us be effective. And how can we be effective in prayer if we don't come to you in faith? How can we come to you in faith if we don't agree with you? We have to agree with you, Lord. Our prayers begin and end with faith. You teaching us right now, as we go through these exercises of this 40-day fast, you are teaching us faith. We're getting to see it, Lord. The trouble that's against us is a schoolmaster for us. We can see almost immediate results. We get immediate feedback. That's a good way to learn. You pray, you have faith, and you see that it works. You keep on, and you press in, and eventually you see it. That's a good schoolmaster. That's why we say thank you for pain, Lord, not because we like pain, but we like the result of it. Every one of the men on this line, every one of you, stand tall, lift your hands to the Lord, and praise him. He is your maker. He is your role model, as he did for the church, who hated him, and he loved them. He loved them so much. He loved them so much, he took that pain, all of it, and gladly went to his death and prayed for those that betrayed him. To really do that is not like reading about it. We have to do that now. Thank you, Lord, that you raised us up to walk this out. Our example, just quiet, faithful, and righteous, that's what we need, and that's what we will do, Lord, for this. That's what we're learning to do. Those steps that we walk, our big steps, and those in our family can follow behind, and those steps protected and safe in you, Lord. We thank you for this, Father. All of the other things that have come against us, drug addiction, I can speak to that. There's probably another that will speak to that, but Lord, for whatever it's worth, there was a time that I was addicted to drugs. There was a time that I was an alcoholic, and you brought me out of it, although not at first. It took a long time. I tried AA, I tried other things, and they all failed. And then one day, I cried out that you would take it, and you did. You did. There was a rough week, and then that was it. And I remember sitting on my bed one morning after years and years of being an alcoholic, sitting on my bed thinking, I forgot to drink. I forgot to drink yesterday. And that realization hit me. I was not thinking that, reading it. I was living it. That's what's going to happen here now. He will simply remove it from you. You will have forgotten to take drugs. You will have forgotten the need. That's how it works. And your life will go on, and you will endure. You'll endure by thriving. He can cause it to happen. Sometimes doing a little doesn't work, but doing more does. That's the miracle of him. Lord, we thank you for all these things, Father, in the name of Jesus Christ. Amen.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, thank you, thank you. We thank you this morning for 4074. Your line is open. And tell me what you're praying for.
The prayer for drug addiction.
Okay.
Drug addict. Father God, I thank you this morning, Lord. Father God, I give you glory, praise, and honor, Lord God. Father God, we come against the spirit of addiction, oh God. Lord God, I come against it in my family, all the way back to Adam on my bloodline, dear God. Father God, I know you're willing and I know you're able to deliver, Lord God. Father God, I thank you for deliverance, dear God. Lord, we come against that addiction, oh God, of prescription drugs, oh God. Father God, we come against heroin, oh God. Father, we come against cocaine and fentanyl, Lord God. Father, we come against this dressed up marijuana, Lord God. We come against PCP, opium, oh God. Lord God, we come against all of the works of the enemy, including drugs, oh God. Father God, we thank you that you are able to deliver us, oh God. Father, you said, Father God, whatsoever we desire when we pray, if we believe that we receive it, Lord, we shall have it. Father God, I know it to be so, oh God. Father, you delivered me and my family, oh God, from drug addiction, dear God. Father God, you will wipe away every stain and every sign of drug addiction, oh God. You will wash us in your precious blood, Lord. Father, I pray for those, Lord, who have nobody praying for them. Lord, I pray for those who want to get out and don't know how to get out, dear God. Father God, bring them in our presence, oh God, so we can tell them that you are a deliverer of drug addiction, dear God. Father God, we come against that nicotine demon too, Lord God. In the name of Jesus, Lord God, you can deliver overnight, Lord. I know it to be so, dear God. Father, I know it to be so. You'll take all taste away, God. Father, I pray for those who want a way out that when they go to get high to make them sick, Lord, that they will lose all desire, dear God, in the name of Jesus, Father God. Lord God, I thank you, Lord, for hearing me, Lord. I know you heard me, dear God. Father God, I give you praise this morning, Lord. I give you glory this morning, dear God. And I thank you in Jesus' name, Father. Amen.
Amen. I need somebody to pray against witchcraft this morning. I see some other people on here, but I didn't know if you came on to pray or if you just came on. I don't want to put nobody on the spot, but
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Michael. I don't know if he's capable or you know, being at work. Let me ask him.
Thank you, Lord.
Pastor Michael, are you at work? That probably means he's at work and he can't answer. Yeah. All right. I need somebody to pray against witchcraft. Can you give me your last four? I need somebody to pray against witchcraft. Okay. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up the works of witches this morning. I bind up the witchcraft spirit this morning. I bind up witchcraft intent this morning. Father God, you said you would not suffer a witch to live. Father God, in the name of Jesus, I bind up witches' intent and witches' power. That includes shamans. That includes wizards. That includes sorcerers. That includes even those who practice sympathetic witchcraft. That includes those who come and are in agreement with witches and witchcraft. I bind up witchcraft power this morning. I command it to be exposed. In the name of Jesus, I command any spirit of a witch that is hiding within the spirit, soul, or body of another individual, I command that spirit to come up this morning. In the name of Jesus, I bind you up, witches, wizards, shamans, sorcerer. I bind up Jezebel. I bind up witchcraft manipulation. I bind up witchcraft intimidation. I bind up witchcraft domination. And I break and destroy the power of witchcraft control. Go in the name of Jesus. Get out. Go, hidden witchcraft. I command you to manifest. I break the power of all witchcraft spells. I break the power of all witchcraft jinxes, hexes, vexes. I bind the power of witchcraft voodoo. I break and destroy the power of all parasitic witchcraft, both natural and spiritual. I command the parasites in the eyes to go. I command the parasites in the body. Go. Get out. Get out. Come out of hiding. In the name of Jesus, I break and destroy all witchcraft operating through Morgellons, Lyme disease, tick bites, insect bites, fungus. In the name of Jesus, go. I break and command every witchcraft river of parasites to wither up and dry up right now. I command those lesions to dry up right now. I command witchcraft scabs to fall off of people right now. Go! Get out the body. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of the destroyer, Abaddon and Apollyon. I bind you up this morning with all your witchcraft endeavors. In the name of Jesus, I break the power of that soul-hunting witchcraft. I break the power of all indigenous head-hunting witchcraft. Go! Loose God's people right now. Go! come out the bloodstream in the name of Jesus. I break the power of witchcraft intimidation. Go in the name of Jesus. Father God, I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning for confidence in the name of Jesus. I thank you for confidence this morning.
I'm not a warrior. I'm too afraid to lose. I feel unqualified for what you're calling me to. Lord, with your strength, I've got no excuse. Cause broken people are exactly who you use. So give me faith in my hands in the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart of life, David, or be mine to fail. So I can face my giants with confidence. You took a shepherd boy and made him a king. So I'm gonna trust you and give you everything. I've been a conqueror, cause you fight for me. I've been a champion, claiming your victory. So give me faith alive, Daniel, in the lion's den. Give me hope alive, Moses, in the wilderness. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus, Jesus. I'm gonna sing and shout and shake the wall. Won't stop until I see him fall. Gonna stand up, step back when you call. Jesus. Give me faith like Daniel in the lion's den. Give me hope like Moses in the wilderness. Give me a heart like David, Lord, be my defense, so I can face my giant with confidence.
Morning. I got a message for two witches, maybe three. The message is, it didn't work, it won't work, and right now I command all of your thought forms to dissipate. I command all of your trajectory to fall to the ground, fruitless. And in the name of Jesus, I command that every dart and every arrow be dislodged and pulled out of the back. Somebody on here this morning, you suffering from back pain that is a direct result of witchcraft intent. I bind up those spirits that were sent by the witch to cause pain in the back, pain in the neck, and pain in the back of the head, and pain especially in that lower back, pain in the knees. I break the power of every assignment. Right now, I command every demon to get out of those areas in the body I sprinkle and apply the blood of Jesus between this witchcraft and the back, this witchcraft and the legs and the knees, this witchcraft in the back of the head. And I bind up that spirit of witchcraft. I bind up those spirits of witchcraft. I loose you from that assignment, from those witches, to cripple you or paralyze you in the name of Jesus. I break the power of that witchcraft assignment off the eyes and off the eye gate. And I bind the thief this morning that was trying to steal through witchcraft thievery, witchcraft killing, witchcraft murder. I break the spirit of intent this morning on all that witchcraft. I break family household witchcraft. And I command every trajection to fall to the ground. Null, void, ineffective. I break and destroy witchcraft pain this morning. I terminate that assignment. And I cancel every agreement of witchcraft pain, Lord God, in the name of Jesus. All you spirits, you've been bound in the name of Jesus. When I command you, you're going to get out of that body. You're going to go to the pit, and it's going to be sealed by the power of the Holy Ghost until the day of judgment of Jesus Christ. I terminate and destroy witchcraft assignments on the finances this morning. You're going to loose the bag that you have holes in the bottom. I'm going to command those holes to be sealed up in the name of Jesus, that the money and the finances can no longer be poured through those holes and lost. In the name of Jesus, I render all you witchcraft spirits of divination and necromancy. I render all you witchcraft foul spirits. I render all you witchcraft defiling spirits null, void, ineffective. And in the name of Jesus, I cast you out of the body. I command you right now, go in the name of Jesus. From the second heaven, from the third heaven, where I am seated in Christ Jesus, I take my foot and I crush your works this morning. I crush and destroy your works this morning. From my position in Christ Jesus, seated in the heavenlies with Jesus, I crush the head of the serpent this morning. Go! Go to judgment. Go to judgment. Go to judgment this morning. Go to judgment. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose the resources of heaven to the saints of God. I loose the resources of the earth to the saints of God. I loose in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus, I loose all the stolen goods and property back to God's original plan and God's original intent for his believers. I break all witchcraft because I sprinkle it with the blood of Jesus that goes back to consorting with the dead. Go in the name of Jesus right now. Get out. Get out. Father God, I cover your dwelling places where you dwell. I cover your dwelling places with the blood covering of the blood of Jesus. And I thank you right now that the showers of blessings I receive as they are being poured down from heaven. And I command the second heaven be rendered null, void, and ineffective without any ability to hinder or block. In the name of Jesus this morning. In the name of Jesus this morning. I thank you for angelic assistance to trouble those that are troubling us. In the name of Jesus this morning. I bind up every evil act, every evil work, every evil thought, every evil intent against the men and women of God. I bind it up. And I loose God's original plan and God's original purpose. And I thank you this morning that your answer to these prayers is yes. And amen. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you this morning that you're not a man that you should lie, or the son of man that you should repent. Have you not said it, and shall you not bring it to pass? I thank you this morning. I thank you. I thank you. And in the name of Jesus, I command all resistance to these prayers. So, there will be no resistance.
Ciego por ver el milagro de Jesucristo en tu ser, todo el cielo entró en tu vida.
brothers and sisters, in the name of Jesus.
Look out there for me, God, 'cause I will.
And sisters, that spirit in somebody's back, I bind you, get out, all the way out, get off the spine. I command any discs that are herniated to go back into place. Go back into place. I command the nerve endings coming off the spine to be healed. I command the central nervous system to line up with the word of God and be healed right now. I thank you, Father, that you're healing that back. Pain, you have to go completely. Get out. In the name of Jesus, by the power of God's own Holy Spirit, get out and off the back. All the way, all the way. Back, I command you to line up with the word of God and be healed this morning. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. Herniated disc, you have a name. And I command you, according to your name, to bow to the name of Jesus and go. All the way off the back, off the nerve endings in the spine this morning. I thank you, Lord God, by the power of your own Holy Spirit, you're healing that back. I break the power of germs, virus, witchcraft, bacteria this morning, trying to disguise yourself like flu symptoms. Get out that body. All the way out. You're a lying devil. You ain't no fluke. Get out. All the way out. I command that spirit that's causing pain in the top of somebody's head. More toward the right side. Go. Go in the name of Jesus. Blindness. Get out that eye. You're a lie. You're a lie. Get out of that eye right now. I break and destroy the power of witchcraft blindness. Go. I command all the glaucoma or whatever you are over that eye. Go, 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 go. Eye, open up and see. See the greatness of our God. See it. I command that witchcraft assignment over the eyes. Go! I break the power of every evil eye this morning in the name of Jesus. Go. Get out. Loose the eyes. Witchcraft deafness. Go! Out the left ear. And somebody might have it in the right ear. But I'm discerning the left ear. Go! go. I break the power of witchcraft, deafness, deaf and dumb. The Lord God rebuke you. Get out this morning. Get out of the ears. I thank you, Lord God, you healing that inner ear, whoever that is. You healing the ear. I command that parasite in that left ear. Go out the ear. Get out. Get out now. All the way out. I break the power of all parasitic witchcraft contracts. I break the power of all animism this morning. Animism. Spiritual animism. I break your power. I terminate your assignment. All animistic shape-shifting. I command you to be uncovered and exposed through the natural eye of the seer so that they can see you and see how you entered in. I thank you that God is cutting away the blinders so that the men and women of God will be able to see their enemy in whatever shape and form they have taken on to do the dirty work. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus this morning. Now, Father God, I ask you to heal all parasitic damage. I ask you to heal all witchcraft damage. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. That's right. It's you. You heal. And it was witchcraft. But you didn't believe anybody could do any witchcraft to you. Surprise! Surprise, surprise. I thank you this morning. I thank you. I thank you, Father. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. That trouble don't last always. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning, Father God. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you. I thank you that you heal in the left heel of somebody that thought they were strong enough to come against the devil, and they weren't. So the devil retaliated on their foot, on their foot. But I thank you that you heal in that foot right now. It didn't work, devil. Ha, ha, ha. It didn't work, and it never will. It never will. In the name of Jesus, get out the right eye. Go! Get out. Get out the right eye. I thank you that that ear opened, Father. I thank you this morning. I thank you this morning. I thank you that the devil is on the run. I thank you that you done reversed this thing. The devil is running, not us. We're going to stand and make him run in the name of Jesus. Why? 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 Because you love us. You love us and you want the best for us. I thank you for it this morning. I thank you. I thank you this morning. I thank you. Yes, God, I thank you. Woo! Because you love us. You love us. You love us. You love us.
Oh, Tell them right now, I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
I'm delivered.
Come on.